The Texans lose a heartbreaker on Sunday Night Football to the Indianapolis Colts, but their head coach leaves the game at the half, has to go to the hospital, and the players spoke about Gary Kubiak. This Sonic game recap goes inside the locker room to find out more about the reaction to the head coach.
Our thoughts are with coach. We don't know too much, and obviously we're hoping he's okay. Sounds like he might be okay, but we really don't know enough to say anything. So I hope he's all right.
How tough is that? You want to play football, that's important, but sometimes the outcomes take a back seat. Some thoughts about that?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Anytime something like this happens, it's an extremely difficult situation. Your thoughts are with your coach. You want to go out there. You want to win a football game. Tough deal. I didn't know too much. I came in here and I was already in here getting my halftime things done, and I didn't really know until we kind of came back out.
Can you put a finger or pinpoint what happened defensively second half?
I can't. I can't right now. I'll have to watch the film and see what happened. But no, I can't pinpoint it right now.
This is a family-oriented team, and I seen it when it happened, so. It kind of affected me right off the bat. I was running trying to find somebody to get him some help, but I know he would want us to finish the game and the fight, so that's what the mood was in the locker room. When we came in, they told us that he was all right, told us everything that was going on, and then we got each other together and said we got to finish this game out.
I mean, of course it's shocking. You don't think – anything like that would happen to him. He's a guy who's mostly, in good shape. He's in good health. So, I mean, it was tough, but, we still had a game to go out and play. So, you can't really sit there and just dwell on that. The best thing that would have made him feel good if we would have won this game.
We said a prayer for him, and we all had him on our mind, and we wanted to go win it for him. But as far as, letting us get us down or anything, Kool wouldn't want that to happen. I mean, he always says, beginning of the year he told us, it was going to be a disaster, but we always got to pull together. I mean, and those are his words, and, even if he's that sacrificial lamb for that disaster, he would want us to pull together and go out there and play. And that's what we just try to do. We try to go win it for him, and we just came up short.
I mean, it's definitely something you think about. It's on your mind when you're out there playing, but, you try to focus on the game and, just go out and do your job. You try not to, you have to try to block it out, but at the same time, it's something you still think about.
Dre, since he does have such a hand in the offensive, the play calling, designs, adjustments, things like that, do you think in any way it could have affected you when Indianapolis started having to go with the gap?
I don't know. I mean, it probably could have. It was our first time ever, having it where he wasn't there, as far as, getting the plays in and stuff like that. So, it was definitely different. Sometimes it seemed like it took the plays a little bit longer to come in and stuff like that. But, that's no excuse. We didn't make enough plays to win, and we had opportunities to do so.
What we did in the second half has, that there's no excuse that, Gary wasn't there. I mean, if anything, we should have done better for him because he gives us everything he has, his health included. And, we didn't do what we needed to do in the second half to win the game. We had opportunities to get points and we didn't get them. We had opportunities to get stops and we didn't get them. We had opportunities to move the chains and get first downs, and we didn't get them. And so we gave a good team a chance, and that was the result.
We're coming out, we're fighting, we're practicing hard. Guys are giving extra effort, but it's just not bouncing our way. But what do you do when you go through adversity? Are you going to stay down? Are you going to stay down or are you going to get up? That's the character of a man. Are you going to stay down or are you going to get up? So we still have a lot of football left. We got 8 more games, a lot of division games coming up, and we got to play the Colts again. They played a hard-fought game. They fought their tail off, and they came out with the win.
Would you consider the loss devastating, or how do you kind of take this one?
Yeah, it is, man. I mean, we knew the opportunity we had coming into this game. we knew, you know, what was at stake here, you know, and like I said, to come out the way we did and, you know, build that lead is very frustrating. It's very disappointing. You know, at the same time, you have to be professionals. You have to be able to move on and try to get our third win next week.